today, the Supreme Court is hearing the case McCutcheon versus the Federal Election Commission. And this case is basically deciding whether or not they're going to lift aggregate limits, so caps, on individual contributions to electoral candidates during presidential elections. So right now, the cap is set at $123,200. They want to lift the cap so that, for instance, people could donate $3 million to a candidate. There would be no limit. There would be no cap.
Who is opposing this? Who is McCutcheon, for example?
McCutcheon is a Republican activist, and he is the one, he's not opposing it. He is the one who wants to get the cap lifted. He is essentially a big money donor, and he wants to influence politics in that way. So if the cap is lifted, then the voices of citizens will be drowned out even more and our democracy further lost. And with the formation of super PACs in 2010, that was the first Citizens United. It allowed undisclosed spending from outside resources. And that's essentially created the highest amount of money ever spent before ever in an election.
So people might be familiar with Citizens United versus FEC and the Supreme Court decision.
Yes.
And you're saying that the McCutcheon is different because it's for individuals giving to individual candidates. It has nothing to do with super PACs. So this decision could kind of do what Citizens United did, but maybe for individual donations.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that's why, Perg states that this is literally going to open the floodgates even further for more and more mega donors and more drowning out of everyday average citizen, American citizen, because it will allow for more wealthy donors to give money.
The argument against having caps or limits is that money is speech.
Yes.
And that a person has the right to spend their money on candidates.
Yes.
So how do you counter that argument?
Sure.
It sounds like a fairly logical First Amendment argument.
I totally agree with you. I think that is a very logical argument from our Constitution. But I would say that since, as we know from Occupy, that 1% of the nation holds the majority of the wealth and 99% are left behind, or considered middle class to poor, that the 1% are the ones that are in control. So I would say that it's no longer a matter of free speech when that is the case, when 1% of the population has all of the money and are the people that are going to be able to be mega donors and contributing directly to these candidates' campaigns. They are the ones who are influencing most greatly the campaign outcome.
When there's an important Supreme Court decision that's coming up, and today is the hearing, we won't hear the decision for months.
Right.
But when something like that happens, people like to handicap how are the individual justices or how will the court as a whole rule? What does it look like right now for McCutcheon versus FEC?
I really can't speak to that. I'm sorry.
And if people want to get involved, what can they do?
To get involved, you can call our senators, give Mark Rubio a call, and you can urge them, along with members of Congress, to create a small donor empowerment program with a tax credit for small contributions to encourage more participation in matching funds for candidates that actively seek out funds from a broad swath of constituents. Such a measure as that would allow counteract big money in elections by amplifying the voice of the American public and take us one step closer to ensuring a government of, by, and for the people.